There's a right to repair movement that's growing here in the U.S. In 27 states, legislation is now pending that would make it easier to repair your smartphone or, let's say, your washing machine. In Congress, lawmakers have introduced a Fair Repair Act. And President Biden is urging the Federal Trade Commission to help consumers to do their own repairs or to get the work done by an independent shop. Advocates say you shouldn't be limited to an expensive repair by the manufacturer or feeling forced to buy a brand new replacement. As IEEE Spectrum's David Schneider reports, this movement comes on the heels of recent gains in Europe.
We've all been there. Something breaks, and you have to decide whether to repair or replace it. Suppose you want to repair it. What are your options? Well, you're lucky if there's a place to take it to in town. But they often have a downside, as the Monty Python crew spoofs so well in its 1973 Radio Shop sketch.
All right, look, we're very busy at the moment. I can't take one of my electronic engineers off whatever he's doing just to do a little thing like that. But I'll tell you what, you leave it with us and I'll do my best for you.
When would it be ready?
Oh, 9 months.
Still, getting something fixed locally is better than when you're required to send the broken unit back to the manufacturer, which tends to take even longer and be more expensive. Manufacturers love having such a monopoly, and they'll staunchly defend it, saying that letting you or somebody else perform repairs could compromise safety. You have to wonder, though, whether that's the real reason. Maybe making repair difficult and expensive is just another way to try to convince you to buy this year's shiny new model. Consumers have regularly been losing the battle with planned obsolescence for the past century, but advocates for what's called the right to repair are celebrating some recent victories in Europe, where new regulations are making it easier to get some things fixed.
What these regulations focus on is a first set of product types, mostly washing machines, dishwashers, fridges, and electronic screens, including televisions.
That's Ugo Vallauri, who works for the Restart Project, a London-based nonprofit.
And for the first time ever, repairability is mentioned in legislation requiring manufacturers to make available a set of spare parts for these products for up to 7 to 10 years once the product is retired from the market.
While Vallauri applauds the new rules, he also points out their limitations. For one, manufacturers only have to supply spare parts to professional repairers, not to consumers. Also, he says, consumers want more than this very small set of products to be covered.
When you ask anyone about the right to repair, it's not that they are interested in it for their washing machine, but not for their tablet or their coffee maker. People want everything to be a lot more repairable than it is now.
European regulators might expand the range of products covered in the future, but manufacturers are already feeling pressure to improve repairability more broadly in France, which this year started requiring them to assign their products a repairability score. This index, which goes from 1 to 10, must be displayed next to the price. Ronan Groussier, spokesman for a group called Stop Planned Obsolescence, says it has two main goals.
The first one, of course, is to give better information and to help consumers to choose the best products concerning their repairability.
Groussier goes on to explain the second, more important goal, which is to get manufacturers to design products that are easier to repair. Could a mere score really do that? Kyle Weens, a co-founder of iFixit, which provides instructions and repair parts to people who want to fix their own gadgets, thinks it could, based on what he's seen when iFixit gives something a bad repairability rating. Take Microsoft's Surface laptop.
For a long time, that was rated the worst product on our scorecard. We gave it a 0 out of 10. It was absolutely impossible to replace the battery. You couldn't get in and do anything with it. And the latest Surface Laptop 3 kept the same sleek, thin external form factor. They didn't change anything from the outside. But internally, it's much more repairable. They went from a 0 out of 10 to a 5 out of 10.
And France will soon be going even further to promote repair by addressing the most fundamental hurdle. Unless you can fix it yourself, having something repaired, even by an independent shop, is often so expensive that people just throw out the broken gizmo and buy a new one. Groussier explains that in 2022, the French government will establish a fund to help subsidize repairs.
So it means when you go to a repair shop, and then when you pay the bill, you will have a discount thanks to this financial fund.
People of a certain age will remember the time when getting your TV fixed at the local repair shop was both possible and much cheaper than replacing it. Sure, the folks doing this were thinking about their pocketbooks more than they were trying not to generate e-waste, but the benefit to the planet was the same. So even if it turns out to be modest, France's new subsidy may help nudge more people to take it easy on the environment by choosing repair over replacement. For Here and Now, I'm David Schneider.